1039 MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Tuesday morning, November 16th. We're in the lower 60s out there this morning. Going to be mid to upper 70s, kind of spring-like today, but a beautiful day with sunshine. And same story for tomorrow, before we get some storms Wednesday night, and then cooler for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, into the weekend. All right, but it's Millway Federal Credit Union, our morning show sponsor. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got friends, guests from the community, from the AM Care Clinic. And we are glad to have the doctor, Dr. Nodig, back in here, along with Christy. I don't remember your last name.
Day.
Thank you. Christy Day. She is in here this time as well. And I believe she's been in here once before a while back. No? I've seen her before. Yeah, I know that.
She's been in the studio.
She's been in the building because yeah. She looks familiar. But we'll get to the doctor here in just a second because Christy's kind of brand new to us as far as being on the radio, really.
Right.
So you said you were from Ashdown originally?
Yes.
All right. Panther up there,
yes.
In Ashdown. All right. But so not too far from Texarkana, right down the road,
nope.
As they say. How long have you been in the medical field?
I've been in the medical field for 32 years.
All right.
So I've been with Dr. Nodig going on 4 years as a nurse practitioner.
Uh-huh.
And before that, I worked as an RN at St. Michael for 28 years.
Wow. I mean, that's good. That's a wonderful resume, great experience. And nurse practitioners, they're good.
They're right.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about. They're good. So it's good to have. And Dr. Nodig on the Facebook was saying, you were being a little modest on the Facebook that, you know, you're pretty doggone good at cardiology and things like that, things around the heart. Come on now.
Yeah, I am.
Modest Christy, that's what we're going to start calling her. Doctor, come on in here. Talk a little bit about Christy, because she's not talking about herself. You want to talk about her a little bit, like you did on the Facebook?
Yeah, definitely. Christy grew up in Ashdown, basically, and then went to, almost 28 years in St. Michael's. So she went through the ladder and then became an RN, then years of experience in ICU. I forgot, did you ever work in the ER?
No, but the ICUs, RCU, bronch lab, PACU.
Yeah, these are all the different types of intensive care units.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have been in there, you have such a vast experience in every disease that you can come up. And then she went on to get her nurse practitioner, and then she met me and then said, hey, I want to work in cardiology, which I really wanted somebody who's really as good as Christy. And then she actually proved me to be wrong. She's even better than what I expected. she exceeded expectations.
There you go.
She's been nothing but a wonderful addition to our practice in cardiology. If I had to trust my family for cardiology care with her, I have no second thoughts about it. So she's that good.
Mm-hmm.
So having been with us for 4 years, she has been put into all kinds of roles, some management, sometimes in a pinch, said, hey, Christy, had to go and do some primary care. So she doesn't even she doesn't even think twice. An answer is yes. And that's been a wonderful addition to our practice.
Well, that's pretty impressive to have two people that well-versed and experienced on cardiology in the same building and with the primary care envelope. And that's kind of what we were talking about on the Facebook. It's such nice situation you've got there, because people can come in with the common whatever, whether it be the earache or stomach ache or whatever, your normal problem. But in the same building, if they have a bigger problem, a much bigger problem, you've got it covered as well. So, I mean, it does the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's our kind of a mission and a goal. Mm-hmm. And as I said on the Facebook, we had an opportunity to acquire a practice, which we did, and then now we want to grow over the next few years. We have cardiology. We want to add additional specialty as we go and move forward. So that's kind of a goal, so that you have all the care under one roof.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a good thing, because a lot of times, if you want to get really good care, specialty care, things like that, people have to travel sometimes. You don't want to. You want to be able to stay in your hometown and get this quality of service.
Yeah, that's one thing for sure. So you know, they can accustom to getting the care at their in their own hometown, but also like places like Dequeen, mm-hmm. right? I mean, this is, you know, if somebody has a heart issue, they have to drive 1 hour to come to Texarkana, and that not only just traveling things, but most of these people are working mm-hmm. on their day job mm-hmm. or whatever. They have to take the time off. Mm-hmm. And depending on the employer, you may or may not get the time off to go and see a physician. So the idea of providing the care right on their hometown mm-hmm. is to make sure that they don't miss out on the work. They take a half an hour, 45 minutes to come and see one of us and then go back to work if health is okay. So that is kind of our mission in the practice. So.
Makes it extremely convenient. And that's what people need, is yes. convenience. All right, we'll continue talking about AM Care Clinic and more of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig on a Tuesday morning. 24 hours a day, each and every day, the best of most country. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
That's right, American made furniture. You can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We're going to have to be the sponsor of our continued talk with the AM Care Clinic, Dr. Nodding, and also Christy Day is in here with us, nurse practitioner and so much more there yes. at the clinic. And we're talking about all the things that that the clinic provides and the fact that they are really a comprehensive clinic that can do everything from an earache all the way up to a serious heart situation, cardiologist, and they'll take care of you. And we talked a little bit on the Facebook, and let's bring it over to the radio about the fact that we're looking at preventive care that can keep you from, or help you maybe catch something,
right.
stop something, change something so it won't turn into the devastating. Huge, devastating yeah. problem like somebody has a major heart attack or ends up with just terrible life conditions because they didn't catch it ahead of time. You're really deep into the preventive care. Talk about that.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. Yeah, when you come with a heart attack or when you come with other ailments of the heart, we want to treat it. We have all the diagnostic means, meaning the investigations that need to be done. But most of the patients, when I say most, 60%, can probably take steps to prevent in the long run, or at least postpone the eventuality. So. For example, making sure that they're eating right and then stop smoking or your blood pressure is under very good control. I just want to talk about that very good control of the blood pressure. So mm-hmm. one of the programs that we are going to be rolling out is called Chronic Care Management. What it does is, let's say you're diagnosed with high blood pressure. We will get you a kit that actually has a GPRS chip, like a cell phone signal chip. So you check your blood pressure just like you check at your home. And then this information is transmitted to us. So we kind of see if you're checking 4 or 5 times a day, which should not be a big deal. And then it gives us a important information that like, hey, how is it changing from hour to hour during a day. Uh-huh. Because when you come to the doctor's office, you check one blood pressure. So it is kind of basically pointless. We see if it is high, we tweak your medications and send you back. But when I have so much of data and information, I can say, hey, Jimmy, you need to take care of this blood pressure. Here is the thing. I think these are the medications, or if there is any additional need, investigations that we need to do. So what it does is it doesn't have the immediate impact. Let's say your blood pressure now is under control. It takes about a year or two to have a decent impact and reverse the course of the eventual whether heart attack or mm-hmm. stroke. But it can be done, and that is one of the things that we are going to be rolling out in the next month or two. So patients who have high blood pressure, similarly with high blood sugar and diabetes. So we have these gadgets that we want to bring it to the people of Texarkana. So that's what we are thinking of in the large scale. But as I said, we'll treat the patients who come with heart ailments. Mm-hmm. We want to prevent it from happening. We want to adjust and modify the risk factors like diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, nutrition, weight gain, whatever that may be. So we want to have a productive, healthy citizens so that they can enjoy their life, be productive to the society, That's the goal.
Right.
Is that simple goal enough?
It is. And I love the,
I like it.
I love the way he kind of put it on when we were on Facebook. It's kind of like, if you got a little small, take it to your vehicle, your car. If you got a little small problem or whatever, and the little light comes on and you go get it fixed, everything goes pretty smooth. But if you watch that light blinking and the signals are there and you just ignore it and ignore it and ignore it, and then the next thing you know, the engine blows up or the transmission goes out.
In the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you got a major problem.
Right.
And so that's how he's relating it to the fact that get those risk factors under control first, ahead of time, with your preventive care, which they do, and then maybe you won't have that huge blow up.
Right.
So I think it's great. It's absolutely great. Hang around. We're going to continue talking about AM Care Clinic because you got some additional offices about to open up in the near future and things like that. So we want to talk about that. And, you know, we'll get Christy in there to play a game.
It'll be fun.
She looked at me like, oh, my goodness. And we'll let the doctor play, too. All right. More of the Best of Most Country continues on The Pig. Yes, the Best of Most Country on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. We're in the lower 60s, going to be probably about 77 for your high today, so very nice day. Sunshine, kind of spring-like instead of fall-like, but that's okay. And same story for tomorrow before we get a cold front moving in on Wednesday night. Pretty good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday night, and then drying out and cooling out after that for the end of the week, into the weekend, at least the beginning of the weekend. So that kind of gets you up to date on that. But we got AM Care Clinic in here with us. Dr. Nodding and Christy Day is in. And we've been talking about, things that AM Care Clinic is doing and going to be expanding to do to make you a healthier person. Right. And be able to treat anything you need to be treated as far as they can here in Texarkana and in DeQueen. But let's talk about the fact that you were talking about Texarkana, Arkansas, and Paris.
Right.
A couple of the locations that will soon be coming up online.
Yeah, the Texarkana, we are already on the Texarkana, Texas side. The Arkansas side is where we are. You know, it used to be a small clinic when we acquired the practice. We want to have a little larger footprint, obviously, when we bring in cardiology or other specialties even to that area. So that remodeling is going very well, and we hope to have that place open in the next week or two.
All right, very soon.
So we are looking, as I said, for talented individuals. Paris, Texas, we have been doing cardiology, actually. We have been there almost 2 years for cardiology practice. So it made logical sense just to expand our primary care offering into Paris, Texas. Mm. That, I think, is going to be at least another 4 weeks or the beginning of the year we are anticipating. So, but what happens is, and you know, we want to have these clinics in strategic locations. So let's say I go to Paris, or you know, most of the people actually live within or travel within 200 miles. So we want to provide, if there is an emergency situation that rises, and they can go and seek the treatment.
Right. So right now in DeQueen, in Texarkana, Texas, in a couple of weeks in Texarkana, Arkansas, and then maybe at the first of the year Paris. So you. Scope will be across the four states area. That's a good footprint there, and lots of different locations and possibilities for you to be able to get help. And we'll kind of go back over the current locations here in just a minute, but I do want y'all to play a game that we got today.
Okay.
Well, and Christy, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Probably not.
We'll find out and see if you are. And some of these, I kind of checked them ahead of time. Some of them are a little difficult.
All right.
Some of them are not.
All right.
Okay. The first one's really pretty easy, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you, this is from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. If you get 4 out of 5 right, we're moving you on up. If you don't, I guess we're going to summer school. What does a meteorologist study? Is that A, meteors, B, mathematics, or C, the weather? What do meteorologists study?
That would be the weather.
Yay, we got it.
See, that was an easy one.
Let's follow her.
Okay, this one maybe not quite so easy.
All right.
This animal's fingerprints are identical to human fingerprints.
Okay. What are the choices?
Is that a cheetah, a chimpanzee, or a koala bear? Which animal's fingerprints are identical to human fingerprints? And this one's a little difficult.
Do you know?
I would guess a chimpanzee.
You would guess that. Doctor, would you guess that or something
else? It is a koala bear.
It is a koala bear.
Doctor's right. It's a koala bear. I wouldn't have got that right. Yeah. Okay. Very good, doctor. Which sea separates Europe and Africa.
That's you.
That is that the Dead Sea, the Indian Ocean, or the Mediterranean Sea? What separates Europe and Africa?
I want to say Mediterranean
Sea. And you are so correct.
I'd go with him.
Yeah, I would go with him if I were you.
Yeah.
He's right. The Mediterranean. And now this one.
Okay, what is it?
I shouldn't even ask this one, but...
Okay, we will.
A doctor?
Uh-huh.
Don't give him the answers. I bet you he knows.
Oh, yeah, really. Doctor, how many chambers are in the human heart?
Oh. I think four.
There it is. I didn't make it up. No, it's actually a question. Street, how many chambers? It's perfect for you guys.
Silly, yeah.
Well, think of a fifth grader. They may not know
they
that.
They may not know that
one. Okay, this one's a little more difficult.
Okay.
President Andrew Johnson was the first president to ever do this. Live in the White House, lose a re-election campaign, or get impeached. President Andrew Johnson, the first president to ever do this. Which one is that? This one's not easy.
Did he get impeached?
He got impeached. Very good. Did you say that, Anna?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I got one.
He got impeached. He was one of the three presidents to be impeached.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Everybody did quite well. Everybody gets to move on up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What do we get to the prize?
You get to go to the sixth
you
grade.
You get to go at least the sixth grade. Y'all hang around for one more break because I want to go kind of recapsulate what we've been talking about this morning. And more of the best of most countries coming up. Don't forget, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to once again tell you about the 12 Days of Christmas contest and how you can possibly be a winner just in time for the holidays. 1039 MyPickRadio.com. That's Clint Black, and we tell ourselves...
We do.
Yeah, we do, on the pick. We tell ourselves that we are the, the home of the 12 Days of Christmas contest. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll give you some more details on how you could possibly be a big winner for the Christmas time holiday. But we're going to wrap up talking with Dr. Nodding and Christy Day with the AM Care Clinic. They have a location in DeQueen. They got one in Texarkana, Texas. Very, very soon in Texarkana, Arkansas. And then not too far down the road, maybe right after the first of the year, somewhere around there, they're going to get open up in Paris as well. Dr. Nodding, is there anything else while we got you here? Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to hit on to tell the general public out there?
I think we covered most of the topics, mm-hmm. but just to let everybody know that we have convenient locations, mm-hmm. with convenient timings. Soon, as we mentioned, that we'll be opening on the weekends, mm-hmm. hopefully early spring next year. Mm-hmm. We have excellent providers like Christy Day, mm-hmm. and and we have a couple of physicians who also cover us. So whether it is a common cold, aches and pains, or serious conditions like heart issues, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, we are there for you, and then we want to be your partner, mm-hmm. in your healthcare journey.
Yeah, I like the fact that you do care and you do want to stem the causes that are making individuals feel bad and not be able to live productive lives. And getting them on that forefront, as you talk about, and helping them through the journey, it makes it much more enjoyable for them. And like I say, we don't end up, hopefully, with the huge situation.
Yeah, that's exactly our kind of a goal, a mission, if you will. The WHO, which is World Health Organization, describes health as not just freedom from sickness, but to be happy and to lead a productive life.
Right.
So it's a tall order, but we're trying to help the best we can
in the
community.
All right. So if you're looking for healthcare help, whether it be for something small or to prevent something big, they've got you covered there. All the way, like I said, from the earache all the way up to the major heart condition. They've got expert cardiologists there to help you. All the way down to just the normal old day-to-day, I've got an earache or my tummy hurts or whatever. Yeah. They can care for that as well. As always, Doctor, we love to see you come in, and nice to have you in, Christy.
Thank you.
And y'all have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. More of the best of most country continues on the pig.